You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Ryan Monplayer from Sales Hire. And our topic this morning is hiring of tools. Good morning, Ryan, and welcome back.
Hi, good morning. Yes, it's been a while.
Yes.
I think it was about last year sometime.
Yes,
last
it was. Yeah. And, you know, everything, you know, even though you've been on, there's always different tools, different items that are now on the market to be used for building.
Yes, sure. We did receive in quite a bit more newer tools. So, you know, our tools go out quite a bit and they do get scuffed up and scratched and this and that. So we received in some new Bosch tools. So your new grinders, new chippers, quite a few new pumps as well. Yeah, so things have been going quite well since we reopened in January.
Right. So you're going to break down with us what kind of tools are needed, you know, for different types of jobs, which I think it's important for us to know, because this goes for actual builders and then it's for us DIY listeners.
Yes, sure. Yes. So what's been going out quite a bit since we reopened? There's a lot of roofing work going on currently.
Oh, yes.
People are preparing for winter coming up. So we have been sending out quite a bit of our quick lock scaffolding. So this is just for access purposes, so it's easy to set up. These are the frame scaffolds that you basically just build like Lego blocks. You put your boards on top and it locks in, and this gives your workers access to the roof or to fix gutters. And this has been going out quite a bit. So the guys have been flocking in for our quick lock scaffolding, and then also for our medium breakers and chippers. And this is just basically to lift up tiles, the chippers.
Yes.
And the breakers, if they need to take out stairs or break anything down. Like some people are opening up walls. Open plan is quite big these days. So, yeah, those are the tools that are quite in demand at the moment. And then, obviously, your grinders and the HP washers as well. Lots of people are coming in for the high-pressure washers. And this is to clean paving, cleaning walls. Some people are even using it to take off old paint if they want to repaint their walls.
Yes.
So, yeah, these are in high demand at the moment, which now, we all have.
Now, for the grinders you hire, not all of us can use a grinder.
Yeah.
So do you go on site and show them? Or
yes. When we're delivering to an individual, somebody who maybe wants to do a DIY project, our drivers are trained and they know how to use all the tools like quite well. So they can do a tutorial on site. A grinder is a very simple tool. It can be dangerous though when it comes to attaching the blade. So should you need a grinder with a blade, you can ask our drivers to put it on for you and show you how to take it off as well. And once it's locked in, it's not going anywhere.
Yes. And obviously you would need to wear gloves and goggles and you need all those things.
Correct.
Do you hire that as well?
We actually sell those. So those are one-off items. So if you need a pair of safety goggles, we do have them in stock, as well as just a pair of, you know, conventional normal work gloves just to protect your hands from dirt or things like that. It's not advised always to use gloves while working with the power tool like that, because you need to actually feel the grip and the trigger. But yes, we do have some safety equipment and earplugs as well.
Right. And hard hats, do you sell those as well?
Not currently, but we are looking at getting those items in. especially for the guys who now come to the area and they don't have. Yes. And then we could maybe throw yes. them a few hard hats. And we also do safety harnesses, which is always needed.
That's very important, because do you check those safety harnesses? Because I must be honest, mm-hmm. I was in a parking lot and I was waiting, obviously, for my hubby. And while this was all happening, a team was dropped off, and obviously they had to do high-rise building, and they were struggling to put the harness on. And, you know, I found it hilarious. Of course, I was cackling, and I thought, and they were laughing themselves, because some had it the wrong way around, some, they were all helping each other. Yes. But it was a, you know... It was so funny that when my hubby came back, I said, "No, don't move. I want to see how they actually get it right. So there is a certain way. So
yes.
You know, and that's your life
hanging
up there.
Can be tricky. Like if they aren't stored correctly, they can become a bit of a spaghetti puzzle, like trying to get them the way they're supposed to be.
Yes.
So yes, we do check them. These harnesses, they actually have a thing like a safety, how can I call it?
Connection.
Like a safety connection, yeah. So if you do fall with it, this thing will actually come loose. So it will catch you. It's a shock absorber almost.
Okay.
So that it doesn't like hurt you on your way down.
Yes.
Once that's broken, though, unfortunately, the safety harness can't be used after that anymore.
Yes.
It is a bit of a tricky situation putting them on, but there are some instructions on them as well. And if you just get the hook point out, and you can see from there where the arms and the legs go in. So they're not too
difficult. So when it does come back, you do check to see everything is still in order and working, because
Yes. I mean, if there's any fraying or any cuts on it, then unfortunately you're not able to use it.
Yes.
Yeah. So we do have to check them before they go out and when they come back in. Yeah.
All right. But as I said, it was a comedy of errors, but it was funny. I cackled.
Yeah. So, I mean, another item that's also been in high demand is our tile cutters. So for people doing renovations, bathrooms, kitchens, the tile cutters do come in handy. I mean, you always need a tile cutter. Yeah. And they seem to be very scarce these days, because everybody's looking for a 1.2-meter tile cutter.
Really?
The bigger tiles. Like in the older days, people used the normal size tiles.
Yes.
These days, all the tiles are much bigger.
Yes.
You know, those nice, shiny, new tiles, which everybody's using. And to get a tile cutter that accommodates those tiles is very hard. So we've got a couple of 1.2 tile cutters in stock. And we check those blades to make sure they're sharp when they leave the shop and when they come back, if they need to be replaced. That's another item that people have been looking for and hiring. There was also a high demand for some pumps as well. People have been draining their JoJo tanks. So we have this nice new Husqvarna 1-inch pump, which actually fits into the JoJo tank, the connection. And they can basically drain their JoJo tanks with that if they need to be moved.
That is very new.
Yes, those are new items on our floor, the Husqvarna 1-inch pumps. And we've got a few of them in stock at the moment. It's a little 2-stroke pump, about the size of a little case, very lightweight, very powerful. So it's not these old, big, bulky pumps, very easy to transport, very easy to use as well. So you could hire them. We supply you with fuel as well.
Do you supply the fuel too?
Yes. So we supply you with fuel. It's got a little 1-liter tank on it. So we supply you with the fuel, and we give you a little tutorial on it as well. It's a 2-stroke machine. So you'd need to...
You need to know what you're doing.
It's not too difficult. Once you've seen how it starts once, I mean... It's quite easy to use. So guys have been looking for those pumps to mostly drain JoJo tanks. Some people have used them in their pools as well for repair work. We've got 2-inch bigger pumps as well. But the pumps and the tile cutters have been flying out of the shop recently.
Yes, and when we had our discussion before we came on, you also said that, you know, you took a dip. So you took a dip and then now it's picked up that you're...
It has. I think in the beginning of the year, a lot of people are still recovering from their festivities.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so the hustle and bustle of the previous year. So when coming into the new year, I think a lot of people just... take a bit of a breather in the beginning of the year. And normally January is quiet in the industry. I mean, you want a little bit of peace and quiet in the beginning of the year.
Because the builders only go back on the 17th of the month anyway. Correct. School starts and the builders go back.
Correct, yes. It is a little bit of a quiet time in January for us. Mid-February, we did start picking up again. We saw a lot more contractors coming from over the mountain, coming from as far as Brackenfell side, coming to work in the valley. So there is quite a lot of home renovations happening around. People are building, extending, doing roof repairs. So our ladders are also in high demand. We had to get some extra ladders in as well.
So talking about ladders, you've got different types of ladders, different levels. And so maybe we need to talk about that because it's, well, I mean, for a high-rise building, you'd need a ladder.
Yeah.
Then you've got those crossover ladders, the crossbar ladders. So ladders are important because it's been used.
Yeah, I mean, I had a guy come in the other day. He needed a 16-foot step ladder, which we have in stock. This is the really, really high step ladder, which looks very intimidating when it's opened and standing in front of you. Like, I would have somebody hold it at the bottom, even though they're quite stable.
Yes.
But he came in just to change three light bulbs, but the roof was so high that he needed a really long ladder.
And so you can't use that when it's very windy like today.
No, I would not recommend using a ladder outside. So that was for indoor use.
Yes.
And then we've got the extension ladders as well. We've got a 4 to 8. We've got a 5 to 10, and then we've got a 6 to 12 extension ladder.
Right, so it starts at 4, and then you can take it up to 8. Is that how it works? And then the 6 to 12.
Okay. So basically, the ladders open up, so you can extend it to which height you need.
Yes.
These ladders don't stand freely like the A-frame ladders, so you'd need to rest it against the side of the house or side of the building. The guys normally use these for pruning trees as well. So if you've got a branch that's maybe getting a bit too close to a window or to the house, they normally get the extension ladders in to cut and prune trees, which comes in handy. Because with this wind, I mean, if you have a branch that could blow off and onto a car or into a... onto the roof. It's rather prevention better than...
And the good news is that you seem to have everything in stock that the builders are requiring at the moment.
We try and keep our stock levels up as much as possible.
Yes.
In certain cases where guys underestimate, so they say they might need the ladder for 2 days. And then something comes up and now they need it for 4 days. So in certain cases like that, we can get extra stock in from our other branches. We send our vehicles out twice weekly to our head office as well, where they have much more stock. We are a much smaller branch here in the valley. So if we do need anything, we send our vehicles out and they go and collect from our other branches, Claremont, Southfield, Hout Bay as well.
Yeah. And as you said, it's becoming very busy in the valley because there's so many. There's builders, there's electricians, there's plumbers, there's so many people in this valley. And like you said, some are coming from afar. And it's just awesome to know that they can just pop in and say, something's happened, I need it. And you have it for them. You know. Do you hire out just for one day or do you hire out for longer? Like you said, some will ask for an extension.
Yes.
You know, because obviously different tools would need you know, different days?
Yes, sure.
Requirements?
So with most tools, it's about maximum 2-3 days that guys would need them. Most contractors only use them for one day, so they'll know, okay, I need it for this job today.
Yes.
Then the things that we normally long-term hire is our scaffolding. So this would be our standards and ledges and boards. This is the scaffolding you'd see outside new buildings. So the metal pipes and your base jacks and your boards and things like that. Those normally go out for periods of up to 6 weeks at a time.
6 weeks?
Yes. So people use those. So we've got beams as well. The beams and the scaffolding work together. When people throw slabs, so they'd construct like a stage, basically, yes, with that, and then they'll put their shutter board on top, and they'll then throw the concrete on that shutter board. So it's basically to throw a slab, like another floor, basically, if you're building a double story, so they'll use that scaffolding. So in order for that floor to set, it needs at least 4 to 6 weeks. So that scaffolding needs to stay in place. Yeah, so that's more long-term hires. But our quick lock scaffolding, that's normally a day or two because they're so easy and quick to set up.
Yes.
Yeah, you basically just need two guys to hold and you connect them like puzzles.
And you don't need a permit or anything for scaffolding because unless there was a point that you needed a certificate or something, you couldn't just, anybody could just set up a scaffolding.
Yes, so for certain heights, you would need a safety certificate.
Yes.
But whereas it comes to our quick lock scaffolding, if you're just using it to create a little step up, then you wouldn't need all that safety requirements. If you do have a builder at your site or at your house, they would then make sure that that is all safe and secure. We do have safety bracing as well for the scaffolding, but that's only for going higher than 5 meters, 6 meters. Then we would send bracing out as well. Yeah.
All right. So what else have you got in stock?
Well, we have double drum rollers.
Now, what is that used for?
So a double drum roller is basically a compactor. So people are using them for driveways to compact the soil. It's a water hydro roller, so you can connect water to it. You can fill it up with water, and it drops water as it compacts.
This is probably used before you're going to put your tiles down or you're going to
paving. Or if you're going to tar. Yes, correct. So you'd see them all over construction sites, those little machines with the two big drums on them. Yeah, so we have those in stock as well.
Does it come in different sizes?
Currently, we only have the 65.
And that's quite big, the 65.
Yes, it's a walk behind.
It's a walk behind, yes.
Yes, it's the walk behind. So we don't have the sit-on one in stock, but we can get one should one be needed. That's held at our head office. Then we've got pan floats as well for people throwing screed. We've got pan floats. We've got table saws. We've got generators as well.
That was very important when we had the load shedding.
The load shedding, yes.
It's coming back as well.
Yeah.
But there's also functions. And I noticed that these little coffee stands, they all run on generators. And I know a friend of ours that he's one packed up. And he actually, I told him I was there and I told him, to go across to you and get one because I knew the last time you said that you definitely got generators in.
Yes, we have quite a few different generators. We've got a 4 kVA, then we've also got a 6 kVA. Then we've got the AVRs, the automatic voltage regulation. So those generators can run computers, it can run TVs, basically any complicated electronics. Whereas the lower ones, the non-AVRs, can run power tools, things that are not using like chips and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got all different types of generators, which does come in handy, especially if you doing a new build and your plugs are too far away. See, because with the power tools, you don't want to run too long of an extension. There's an amperage drop, which can actually burn the machines out. Yeah, so you don't want to run an extension, a thin extension, for too long. That is going to damage the machine. You might even trip your power at your premises.
And Ryan, tell me, leads, you hire, do you also hire out extension leads?
Yes, we do. So with our machinery, when you need a lead, we normally recommend you take one of our leads because of the thickness and we have the right length. So our extensions come in 20 meter lengths only, and we don't recommend using two of them together because of the amperage drop.
Yes, okay.
So the longer the run, the less amps. Yeah, okay. Which then heats up the machines and it can actually burn out the motors.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does
so,
make sense.
So, yeah, that's why in certain cases we'd recommend rather taking a generator and
using your lead.
Yeah, so if you have a lead with a generator, it can be okay, but normally your generator can be moved closer to where you're working. And then you can basically just use the generator as a mobile plug point. Yeah.
And just to put you the generator, do you get silent generators?
We don't have. You do get ones that are silent.
Not silent, but
quieter.
Yes.
But they are very expensive.
Okay.
So, you know, the practicality of hiring those ones out would, you know, I mean, the guys want to get a job done quickly and as cheaply as possible. So those don't actually work in this setting.
Yes. And Ryan, when a client has a problem, they've hired a tool and they're having a problem.
Yeah.
They give you a call. Do you actually go to site and guide them?
I'm actually on the road quite often in the valley. I most times go out personally to go and see the problem. I had a client in Capri the other day who hired a HP washer, high pressure washer. So they were cleaning paving and they were cleaning the roof of the house, and there was no pressure on the machine. So I went in, and our machine has a reset button on it. So I went in, reset the machine, unplugged it, plugged it back in, and the pressure was back. So sometimes the machine can trip.
Yes.
Certain plug points, maybe there's a bit of a voltage spike or something, or it might have gotten a little bit wet because it is an electricity water machine.
Yes.
It can get wet, but sometimes just a little bit of water maybe got into the switch. And I went out and I sorted that for the customer. So yes, we do go out and we try and exchange it immediately as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Should there
to
be
know.
Any issues while on site? Yeah.
Have you got a funny story to tell us? Something to share with us? Something funny?
Well, it's actually quite common, and it doesn't stop getting funny. So yes, we send out a lot of compactors and things, a lot of electrical machines.
Yes.
So we'd get a call and say, listen, your machine's not working. Why is it not working? I need my stuff done today. And I'll come out to site and I'll go in and I'll check it. And then the switch is not switched.
I wanted to say that.
So I'd drive like 15 minutes, 20 minutes to the person, and
they forgot to plug it. They forgot to put it on.
Switch, you know.
And what do you do in that case? You just have a good cackle with them.
Well, just like, you know, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, not much we can do. But yeah, we try and troubleshoot these type of things over the phone first before we go out now.
Okay.
So in the beginning, we'd run and be like, oh no, we need to get this sorted. And when you get there, then it's something as easy as that.
Yeah, and then you learn fast, obviously, because you realize, have you plugged it in? Have you put it on?
Yes, have you tried another plug, maybe? You know, because sometimes it can trip the power on the breaker.
Yes.
And you don't think of trying it on another or going to check the board to see if perhaps, because these power tools, they do draw a lot of current.
Yes.
So sometimes your main board might not be able to handle it. There'll only be certain plugs that can. And sometimes you'd need to run a lead.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'd ask him maybe try another plug or run a lead from another plug before
you go out.
Before I go out. Or check your board if there wasn't any tipping.
Now, Ryan, have you got a maintenance team? Because you obviously all these things go out, and when it comes back, you've got to give a thorough clean up and a check, because obviously you need to hire it out. So do you have a maintenance team that just does that?
Yes, so when our machines go out, they do get dirty and they get used, because it's all a lot of wear and tear on these machines.
Yeah.
So when they come back, before they get hired out again, they get cleaned thoroughly, they get checked, they get tested. And anything that needs to be replaced, which we can do in store, we do.
We do.
There are certain things that we don't keep in store for repairs, but we do send our vehicles every Monday and Thursday to our main workshop, which is in Paro. And they then do a full service on the machines, replace any parts which we don't have, and the machines come back as good as new. And in the meantime, we get replacements in.
But
all our electrical, all our mechanical machines get tested thoroughly and cleaned before going out.
That's good to know, because, it's called respect for tools. It's respect, you need to respect tools. And when you hire it, and I know of instances happened with us, and it wasn't from you. And it was, we hired, and obviously now you're closed.
Mm-hmm.
And the machine wasn't working. And obviously it wasn't checked, like you were saying. Yours get checked all the time. This wasn't checked. Now you're closed.
Mm.
And we couldn't use it. And we couldn't contact anybody.
Mm.
So do you have an emergency contact number in an instant like this that something might go wrong?
So we do kind of, it's my personal number, which I do give out to most of the clients. But when we are closed, we actually don't have an emergency backup.
Okay.
In instances like that, what we normally do, I would normally reimburse a client for their time. So let's say, for instance, they notified us at, let's say, 4:30. We close at 5:00.
Yes.
So it would be a little bit too late for us to go and exchange the tool. And then I would maybe then just give them a little bit of a credit on their next hire, or try and compensate them for that inconvenience.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we do take care of our customers. We do believe in customer care first.
Yes.
And things like that, we normally just try and, like, maybe your next hire, or we'll give you a free day on the hire or something like
that. That is awesome. Yeah. It's also awesome to know, because it does happen, And are you open before we go? Are you open Monday to Sunday, or do you open just – and you are open on a Saturday?
We do open on a Saturday from 8 until 12.
Okay.
8 in the morning till 12. During the week, it's 7:30 till 5:00.
Okay.
So
they've got time to come and get tools, and even on a Friday, if they need it for the weekend,
correct,
they have time.
Yes. Yeah, so also about that, if you're hiring a tool on a Friday, let's say after 12 on a Friday, so you're hiring something that you want to use for the Saturday, so you'll basically have that tool until Monday. So you're getting a weekend hire, whereby you're only paying for one day.
Yeah.
Where you'll have it the Friday evening, the Saturday, the Sunday.
And you bring back the Monday.
And you bring it back the Monday, and you only pay for one day.
Oh, that is
so
awesome.
That helps as well if it's a DIY project or something you need to spend a little bit more time on.
Yes.
So you'll have the tool for an extended period for less.
That.
And we're also still running the 25% discount.
Oh, that's interesting. Please share that with all our listeners.
So basically 25% off all our tools and machinery. So we are currently the cheapest in the valley. We do have a bit of competition around. However, we seem to be picking up in business.
Well, Ryan, you're offering the service. You are the cheapest. And just listening to you and what you provide and what you do, of course you're going to be the best.
Look, we strive to be the best in the valley. We have a great premises. It's very clean. We keep it clean and tidy all the time.
Right. Our time is up, but before you go, where are you situated and your contact number?
Okay, we are in Lekkerwater Road in Pine Tree Business Park, and my contact number is 079-508-5551.
There we go. So, Ryan, thank you for coming in, sharing all this knowledge, and just, you know, it's awesome, you know, and we'll hear from you shortly, you know.
Thank you.
And to all our listeners near and far, 25%. Make your way, make your way. Have a lekker day, Ryan.
Cheers, you too.
Bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.